We're here on KSOM and talking with New Atlantic Wrestling inductee Jeff Riggs. And Jeff, congratulations on your honor. And what does this night mean to you and to your family?
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It's good to help inspire your younger wrestlers, and you know, it's a wrestling is a sport that lives with you forever. All the buddies that I went to school with and many that I competed against are very successful people in wrestling and football, and all the sports help in that team effort.
How many of those relationships were able to maintain over the years with, you know, those wrestling teammates?
I've
too many to name.
I've got friends in construction that I wrestled with, and you know, many of them are successful, and this isn't worthy. Anyway, I keep in touch with a lot of them, and they're all, if you call them today, it's like you talked to them yesterday.
But what were some of the things that wrestling taught you that helped you later in life?
It just helps you see eye to eye with people and level with them. It helps in business. It's grounding. I don't know any other way to put it. But is this going on the air? Jesus Christ!
What's the hardest match that you remember wrestling in? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Oh well, I would go probably back to my sophomore year in districts. I had wrestled against Rick Waniger in Audubon, and he beat me, and so I did not get to go to state. So that was a tough one. But there, you know, there were some tough ones that you win at, and there were a whole bunch of those.
But yeah.
Every match, it seemed like if you were going to wrestle a guy that had a good record and was rated high in the Southwest Iowa, it would almost be easier to wrestle him because you would be mentally ready. A guy with a lesser record might be harder to wrestle because you didn't mentally get ready for it as much. So they were all hard.
What were some of your memories of going to state? I'm sure it was back in the old barn.
Oh, you know, it's just as a junior, I got beat right out of the chute, as I remember, and then had a chance to wrestle back. And I can't remember if it ended up being maybe a sixth or seventh, or I'm not sure what place I really got that year, but my senior year in districts, I wrestled Todd Layton from Griswold, who's a real good wrestler, and I beat him in the districts 3-2 maybe or something like that, and got to state, and I was at the in the semifinals, and I lost in double overtime referee's decision.
Oh, jeez.
And so I didn't get to go to the finals, and Todd was on the other side, and he won first. And
wow.
He deserved it. I think I was the only guy that beat him that year.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, sometimes you'll remember the losses, maybe even more so than the victories.
Oh, sure. Yeah, those are the hard ones. But you learn from those. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, just to come here, to be here tonight, to share this with your family, to see as many people that came out, and to see the kids as well, on the current team. I'm sure that meant a lot to you for this, for just to see the different generations all in one room.
It's fun to see the young kids growing from this, and they'll all be successful. And the guys that I grew up with, heck, there's some that they grew up on the farm just down the road from me that stopped, and I'm glad they came. They're great friends.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.